Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
4 years, open a new factory in Houston and hire about 20,000 American workers. It's a murkier picture for public sector employees. Elon Musk directed an email to the entire federal workforce telling them to reply with a list of accomplishments or face termination. But ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says there's been pushback from within the Trump administration as agency heads tell their workers to hold off on replying.
FBI Director Kash Patel ordering his workforce to pause any responses to the email, and leaders at the State Department and elsewhere saying no employee is obligated to report their activities outside of their department chain of command.
3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, a Ukrainian government minister said teams from the U.S. and Ukraine are in the final stages of talks on a deal for U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. And Pope Francis remains hospitalized in critical condition. This is ABC News. No more charging up electric vehicles at federal agencies. The Trump administration ordering thousands of EV chargers to be shut down. It's also looking to get rid of electric vehicles currently in the federal fleet. A deadly boat accident in the waters just off New York left 3 people dead. One person is still missing. ABC's Sonia Rincon is in New York.
The U.S. Coast Guard has informed us that the boat that capsized was a Grady White. That is a personal speedboat, usually as small as about 18 feet. Now, the weather was milder and calmer than it has been in weeks, but the water of the lower New York Bay is still extremely cold, and being in that water can certainly put you at risk for hypothermia. It is not clear if that is what happened.
In France, a former surgeon standing trial today accused of sexually abusing nearly 300 victims, most of them children. He's already serving prison time. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number, and fitness is for everyone.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Unseasonably warm air has pushed into the Midwest. This came in off the Pacific Ocean, and the gusty southwest winds help pull it in. So temperatures will be about 15 to 20 degrees above normal today. Not quite as warm tomorrow, but it should still feel nice with lighter winds expected for tomorrow. A weak weather system coming through the area late this evening could produce a little drizzle, although the best chance of rain appears to be just to our southwest into northern Iowa. We are anticipating another system coming through late Tuesday night and Wednesday morning could bring us some light showers, maybe some wet snow mixed in. It could stay a touch unsettled going into the end of the week, although the best chance of any accumulating snow on Friday looks to be over the northeast half of Wisconsin. Temperatures should cool down heading toward the weekend as well, getting back to a few degrees below normal by Saturday and Sunday. Here's that forecast for today. A mix of clouds and sun, breezy and mild with a high near 53. Southwest to west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of drizzle in the late evening, low at 31. Partly sunny, mild, and not as breezy tomorrow, high in the mid-40s. Northwest wind turning southwest between 4 and 8. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, some light rain likely later, possibly mixed with a little wet snow, low near 33. On Wednesday, cloudy with scattered light rain, possibly mixed with wet snow early, should end by midday as temperatures top out around 43. Heading into Thursday, mostly cloudy, spotty light snow showers and sprinkles possible, low 30 with a high of 39. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, 30% chance of scattered light rain and snow showers, low 23 degrees, high of 44. Right now, the weekend looks dry and partly cloudy, high 32 on Saturday, 38 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. 40 degrees right now with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 41. Record high 63 in 1958. Record low 20 below zero in 1889. Last year's high was 37 and the low 15. Sunset will happen at 5:44 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time 6:45. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.47. And no precipitation today. Again with some sunshine and after a low of 34, we're up to 40 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. Located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of high school sports and a look ahead this week as well, and a recap of a Bucks win yesterday, and the Brewers have lost a couple, and they've lost a couple of players from over the weekend.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Over the weekend, WIAA Division II wrestling was held at Westby. Several teams from our area involved and represented. Team sectional champion Mineral Point came away with the most state qualifiers with 8. Locally, Riverdale with senior Brody Meese coming in as a sectional champion at 138, making his third trip to the state meet. Junior Grant Matthews with his 100th career victory and winning the title at 285, making a return trip to state, and sophomore Lakota Brewer was runner-up at 132 and will also be going to the state meet for the second time. For Ithaca Weston, seniors Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman both placed second to qualify, Waldner for the second time and Coleman for the first. North Crawford Seneca has 2 wrestlers headed to the state individual, including senior Jaron Grimsled and junior Sawyer Swigum. Iowa Grand Highland had 12 wrestlers at sectional. They advanced 5 to state, including 4 returning state place winners, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Brockup. They'll be joined this year by senior Gavin Hinderman. Elsewhere at the Division II Wisconsin Dells sectional on Saturday, Ethan Haney finished 2nd in the tournament and will return to state for the Richland Center Hornets. He will be representing Richland Center and the Southwest Conference. Also, Fenimore advances 5 from the Dells tournament. Carson Bassett, Siler Zansevich, Tristan Stelt, Nathan Blaschke, and Dalton Wolf. Dodgeville had a good day, 4 advancing to state. Shane Rashan, Rhett Spurley, Nathan Johnson, and Hawken Peterson. River Valley had 2 finish 4th, Blake Brickle and Mason Schulte, and they will not be represented at state this year. From the girls' side of things, Madeline Muller of Richland Center will be headed to state this weekend after a successful weekend at the sectional on Friday night. Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca, Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, along with Rosalie Kosman, Aspen Gello, and Ireland Shaka of Prairie du Chien. Other wrestlers represented this weekend, Catherine Magalos of Brookwood and Delia Collins and Emily Heisner of Mineral Point. From the area, Westby, Kylie and Marissa Klum, and Kaylee and J.C. Davis of Belmont Platteville, and Chloe LaRue of Kibbe City Benton Southwestern, Olivia Ball of Lancaster, and Amelia Soltis of Mount Horeb Barneveld. Coming up this weekend, the WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament at the Kohl Center. Doors for fans will open 1 hour prior to the sessions. Thursday, 8 mats will be featured, and 2 o'clock for Division 1 and Girls Preliminary matches. Also, Divisions 1 and Girls Quarterfinals begin at 4:30, and Divisions 2 and 3 Preliminaries for Boys opening up at around 6 o'clock, and Division 2 and 3 Quarterfinals at approximately 8 o'clock Thursday night at the Kohl Center, and it will be a busy time coming up this weekend in Madison. The finals culminating on Saturday with the March of Champions at 5:30, and the championships wrestled immediately following that. Boys basketball games in the area tonight: Highland at Riverdale, River Valley at Darlington, Black River Falls at North Crawford, DeSoto at Viroqua, Cashton at Bangor, Royal at Hillsboro, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Fenimore at Waseca Steuben, Seneca at Pecatonica, Dodgeville at Cuba City, Iowa Grant is at Lancaster, Mount Horeb at Lodi, Mineral Point at New Glarus, La Crosse Logan at Prairie du Chien, and Belleville at Abundant Life. The WIAA released the pairings for the boys' basketball tournament, which begins 1 week from tomorrow night. In Division 5, Brookwood will be at Royal. Kickapoo hosts DeSoto. Ithaca, a sixth seed, will host number 11 Cassville. The other part of the bracket features number 3 Highland against number 14 Waseca Steuben. Weston, a 13th seed, will play at number 4 seeded North Crawford. Lafarge Youth Initiative will be on the road at River Ridge. Hillsboro hosts Seneca in an 8-9 matchup, and number 1 seed Potosi will take on number 16 Waniwak Center. Assumption plays host to New Lisbon as well. In D5, Fall River will host Benton, Blackhawk at Barneveld. In Division 4, Riverdale plays at Fenimore. The Chieftains an 11th seed, Fenimore a number 6. Belleville will be hosting Westby. Boscobel will be at Lancaster, Cashton at Parkview, and Wisconsin Heights at Iowa Grant. And moving up to Division 3, Richland Center will be on the road with a long bus trip to Evansville. The Hornets are a 9th seed, Evansville an 8th seed. The winner of that game plays at number 1 seed Platteville, which has a first round bye. River Valley is a 5th seed. They will host number 12 Prairie du Chien, with the winner to advance to play at New Glarus. Boston will be at Dodgeville as well, and Broadhead will be entertaining Viroqua in the first round of boys basketball. WIA girls basketball tournament opens up tomorrow night around the state of Wisconsin. Youth bowling over the weekend. Top series, Jocelyn Adams, a 551. Abby Weigel with a 292. Jocelyn had a high game of 200. Abby Weigel with a 102. The boys' high series, Brady Blado, a 597. Caden Keller, a 565. Kyle Schettinger with a 538. Boys' high game, Brady Blado, a 212. Caden Keller, 206. Kyle Schettinger with a 195. In youth bowling, Carter McCray had a season high in points and a double-double to lead the Wisconsin women's basketball team to a 73-68 victory against Northwestern on Senior Day at the Kohl Center Sunday. McCray provided 22 points for the Badgers. In addition to 11 rebounds, the Badgers shot 7 of 13 from the three-point line and finished with 22 assists as a unit. Ronnie Porter led the team in assists with 8, accounting for 10 points and 6 rebounds as well. Sarah Williams added 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. UW notched their 4th conference win of the season in the process. The Badger men suffered defeat on their home court for just the second time this season Saturday, dropping a game to Oregon in overtime, 77-73. That put an end to a 5-game winning streak. John Tanjay led the team scoring with 22. Wisconsin was unusually careless with the basketball, making 17 turnovers. The Badgers are back on the court coming up on Tuesday when the Washington Huskies visit the Kohl Center. Yesterday in men's college basketball, Purdue lost as they fell to Indiana 73-58. Purdue rated number 13 last week. The Bucks used a fourth-quarter rally to beat the Miami Heat, 120-113. Damian Lillard, after missing his team's last game, led the way with 28 points and 8 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 23 to go with 16 rebounds. Milwaukee closed the game on an 11-4 run. Bench players did a lot of the heavy lifting by scoring 34 points. The next game for the Bucks is Tuesday night at Houston. They'll be against the Rockets. Concerning the game yesterday, Doc Rivers commented on individual players such as Kyle Kuzma.
His length, you know, twice he pump faked. He couldn't get it up. He had to pass it. So I just thought two things he did. He stayed in front of the ball square, and then he didn't bite. You know, he's long. He didn't have to bite. So he just stayed down, and I thought that was huge for us.
And Kevin Porter Jr. says he likes to play defense.
Doc don't play about defense. He wants his lockup, and that's first thing is first. So like you said, many people know me for playmaking and my offensive game, but I love playing defense. I love taking the challenge, and they see that there and they embrace it, and it gives me more confidence guarding the best guys out there and challenging them and taking that challenge.
The Bucks will be back into action at Houston on Tuesday night. Less than 2 weeks into spring training, the Brewers have already suffered some losses. Left-hander Aaron Ashby gave up 4 runs in 2/3 of an inning Sunday in a 6-1 loss to Colorado. Milwaukee's record is 0-2. Outfielder Blake Perkins is out with a broken leg after fouling a pitch off his shin. Reliever J.B. Bukauskas will miss time with a lat injury. Also over the weekend, the Brewers signed outfielders Manuel Margot and Mark Canha to minor league contracts. The Brewers meet Seattle in a Cactus League game coming up today. 4 teams interviewed Packer Vice President of Player Personnel John Eric Sullivan, but he's staying with the front office. Those teams considering Sullivan to be their general manager. The last one was Jacksonville. The Jets, the Titans, and the Raiders also interviewed him. Sullivan has been with Green Bay for more than 21 years. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care. All amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts VL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, VL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, VL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with VL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Coming up in a moment, another vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story broadcast. A reminder today that Spring Green Community Food Pantry distribution will be held. It starts this morning at 10:30. Good Shepherd Church in Barocco offers a free community meal coming up this evening from 5 until 6:30. All are welcome. And the Dairyland Donkey Basketball Show will be held at Weston Elementary Gym tonight, starting at 7. Live donkeys will be used as the Eagle Pride Group plans a night of entertainment for all. You can get advance tickets for a time yet today at $9. And you'll save on the door price. Tickets will be available at the door.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story program is sponsored by Julie Caron, State Farm Insurance, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, The Rest of the Story. Is a revolution all blood and guts and guns? Or is there room for the artist, the author, the poet, the performer, the composer? At the time of our American Revolution, a gentleman named Francis Hopkinson was all of those things. He'd studied in England under painter Benjamin West, became proficient at portraits and engraving. His poetry, both humorous and serious, was widely published. A talented musician, Fran Hopkinson gave harpsichord performances. He composed. In fact, his was the first book of music published by an American composer. Well, let's see what else. He served as chairman of the Continental Navy Board between 1776 and 1778. For 3 years afterward, he held the office of Treasurer of Loans. His creative contribution to the cause of freedom included revolutionary essays, terribly effective. You know, only once did he regret having used his creativity to benefit the nation. And here's why. In 1780, Hopkinson wrote a letter to the Board of Admiralty, reminding them of a particular service that he had performed as chairman, and considering it had been beyond the responsibilities of his position, he now asked that he be reimbursed. He wanted to be paid for it. For the Board of Admiralty referred Hopkinson's letter to Congress. Congress passed it along to the Board of the Treasury. Next thing you know, Hopkinson was being asked for more details in the form of a specific bill. All right, said Fran, so he produced a second document, forwarded that to James Milligan, the Auditor General, who sent it to the commissioners on the Chamber of Accounts. You're keeping track of this, I hope. He returned it to the Auditor General with advice for payment, and he returned it to the Board of Treasury with his endorsement. And the Board of Treasury? No, as a matter of fact, they objected on the grounds that no vouchers had been included with the bill and demanded a new one be submitted. And now all that you've just heard was only the beginning. And all Fran wanted, a signer of our Declaration of Independence, all he wanted was to be paid for what he considered a significant service. Where, after all, did it get him? Get him a congressional investigation. And that turmoil continued for more than a year. There were summonses and reports and tentative conclusions, and there were reevaluations and more reports and another investigation and resignations and resolutions and more reports. And after all that was said and done, three things were apparent. Fran had indeed rendered the service he had claimed. Fran had enemies on the Board of the Treasury. Where did that leave him? Here is where. Fran Hopkinson was never, ever going to be paid. You see, according to the board, the public was entitled to additional services now and then from government employees who already drew comfortable salaries. And just maybe, if Francis Hopkinson had been reimbursed for what he did, maybe we would have forgotten him. But as it happened, a seamstress named Betsy Ross absolutely, unjustifiably received credit for the accomplishment of artist Francis Hopkinson, which was the design of the American flag. And now you know the rest of the story.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Caron State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your heart is pretty see-through for a boy. You sure let your guard down when you know what you want. What will you see? And baby, right now you're looking at me the way you say my name. I know you ain't playing games for a boy. Stop asking questions for you get a band-aid.
start asking questions before you get up and leave.
Thanks for joining us today. It was good to have Brewer Baseball on the radio on Saturday. We'll have more selected games throughout the spring. The Brewers, and even though the games don't mean anything, it's nice to hear that crack of the bat. Join the Brewers this season on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450, our sister station. We look forward to a great, exciting, and, well, hopefully, championship season this year for Milwaukee. Coming up, our trivia question of the day a bit later on this hour.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another touch. Don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do. It's a hard, hard break, so hard to break, so I just did the same old lies, lies, lies. Hey, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me. Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Keep saying I can get you back. That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Next.
cause it's true. It's all I need when I wanna let loose. And maybe some line of proof. You slide onto my bad side, baby. Find yourself in my songs one day. I won't hold back, and I ain't shy. I ain't gonna tell no lies. So all this creeper wants is to fly away.
It's a beautiful day, and man, that temperature is rising rapidly. After a low of 34, we're up to 44 degrees here in Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The trivia question of the day is next. It is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better-for-you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday 8 to 9 and Sunday 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Today's TV trivia question, kind of a musical question as well. American Idol history. Who is the winner of the second season? I think everybody remembers the first, but was the winner of the second season of American Idol. 608-647-4155. Good luck to you. Here's Shaboozy.
I see dead ends, but we're still going strong. been heading down a one-way street, but it feel like it's wrong. Moving like a freight train, getting tired of chugging along. I've been trying to say goodbye, but I'm gonna miss you, girl, the second you're gone. Gave me your heart, gave me heartbreak.
I let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
So Sunday. I promise I'll be coming back. Am I down the highway? Down my regrets. I've been driving for miles and miles and miles. I can't see where it ends. I've been trying to find ways to tell you how I feel. Yeah. But I can't tell you goodbye, cause I know it'll hurt if I let go. Shotgun, I ain't been myself. I went out looking for a good time, but I'm going through hell. Got Jesus on the hotline saying you need help. Put the liquor on the shelf, tell the devil farewell. You gave me your heart, gave you heartbreak.
I let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
Somehow I make it to Sunday. I promise I'll be coming back. Am I down the highway? Driving for miles and miles and miles. I can't see where it ends. I've been trying to find ways to tell you how I feel, yeah. But I can't tell you goodbye, cause I know it'll hurt if I let go to you. And I don't wanna go down this road by myself. No, I don't wanna be the story that others tell. The guy who died on the highway with all his regrets. He was driving for miles and miles and miles, couldn't see where it ends. He was trying to find ways to tell her how he feels. But when he looked in her eyes, he could tell she was hurt, so he let go of the wheel.
And our winner today is Wyatt Moore. Congratulations, Wyatt knew the right answer. American Idol history. The winner of the second season. It took a few phone calls to get that. We had two guesses right off the gate for Carrie Underwood, but not right. She won season four and possibly maybe one of the most talented years ever. But that's very debatable, that's for sure. Kelly Clarkson, of course, won the very first one. And the second one, it came down to two. And I think it was the closest vote ever for American Idol. But Ruben Studdard was the winner. Just a close win over Clay Aiken, who finished second that year. So Ruben was the winner of season number two. Wyatt Moore wins a great prize, courtesy of Subway in Richland Center, a 6-inch sub of the day. In fact, enjoy that. Well, coming up, we'll have some friends stop by the studio. We'll be talking about some things in the greater Richland area, Richland Chamber, and more details coming up here between 9 and 10. Here's Ricky Van Shelton.
She'll travel. Ricky Van Shelton. It's debatable which American Idol season was, the best in terms of spawning the most singers. But 4 was good. But then I looked ahead, and I think maybe season 5. And I'm just judging by names that we still remember. There's so many years where, they were good, but maybe never heard from again, or maybe just briefly for one album or so. But season 5 was the year that Taylor Hicks, some said was my lookalike. He won, but others, and he's probably the one least heard of after all these years, but Catherine McPhee, who went on for a great success, Elliot Yameen, who has been, he's been making music since then. Chris Daughtry was right there in the running, top 4. Many think that he maybe should have won that year. Paris Bennett, Kelly Pickler, of course, has gone on to have quite a career in the music and in acting as well. Ace Young, who had a little bit of a career in music and then also on stage. I think he's kind of maybe more of the Broadway route. Bucky Covington, who's had some country hits. He was in the top 10. Mandisa, who's had lots of success in the Christian world, and Lisa Tucker. That was the top 10. And again, season 5, possibly one of the best years in terms of overall talent.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
7 minutes before 9, we're at 44 on the Wurtz floor and home thermometer. And it's maybe fooling us a little bit this week, thinking that, spring is here. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's not. But, March may come in like a lamb on Saturday with a high of 32 and sunshine. No mention of precipitation that day. And then for the second day of March next week, Sunday, it'll be 38 degrees with sunshine. So that's pretty nice for early March, I would say. Won't be long. I'll be out on the croquet course. Snow is melting. Saw a lot of slushy and wet stuff yesterday. Here's Tyler Hubbard.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then. Watching baseball, yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM on it with the door up loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was a damn, I can use a little more back then right now.
Tyler Hubbard on WRCO Country and Community, FM 100.9. Happy Trails time next. This is Cole Swindell.
Dang girl, look at you stopping me in my boots. What's a country boy to do but say, Smile my chest up. You're downright dangerous. That shaking you giddy up. Got my eyes going, what? Sipping on this 7-7. Never been this close to heaven. Got a 3 turned up to 11. Dropping all dead on the dance floor. Somebody better call a doctor. She's a little hard stopper. I'm talking breaker, one-nighter. She's a flatliner. Oh, she's a flatliner. Tell me, dang girl, I'm done. I ain't never seen no one popping it like a cold one. Drop it down like, oh my, see the light. I don't mean the neon kind. One kiss from you tonight and send me on to the other side. Sipping on this 7-7. Never been this close to heaven. Got a 3 turned up to 11. Dropping on dead on the dance floor. Somebody better call a doctor. She's a little hard stopper. I'm talking breaker, one-nighter. She's a flatliner. Get you stopping me in my boots. What's a country boy to do?
What would Dirk do?
Grab a guitar and go sing her a song.
You gonna play one of my songs?
No, don't play one of yours. Play one of mine, man.
Yeah. Sipping on this 7-7. Never been this close to heaven. Got a pretty turned up to 11. Dropping them dead on the dance floor. Somebody better call a doctor. She's a little hard stopper. I'm talking breaker, one-nighter. Dropping them dead on the dance floor. Somebody better call a doctor. She's a little hard stopper. I'm talking breaker, one-nighter. She's a flatliner.
Oh.
She's a flatliner.
Yeah, man, she's gonna hurt sometimes.
She's worth the whiskey, bro. Go get her on.
Yeah, she's a flatliner.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later here on WRCO Radio. We'll be taking a look at some community events going on during the morning show between 9 and 10 today on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Take care, everyone. Happy trails. And it's 9 o'clock now. Time for a news update this hour from ABC, sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Apple is committing to a $500 billion investment in the U.S. over the next 4 years, and there are major plans for Texas, where ABC's Jim Ryan reports.
Until now, the massive servers that power Apple